Valley Bay. The one you sent out. The post carried it. I'll be damned. Then the story that they no longer had the Harris Bowl was not true, was it? Yeah. Yeah. All right. Come on in, Henry. Sure. All right. Right, right. I said that was an awfully good vote you had there. Okay, that's good. That was good. I called Scott. Henry's walking. I guess so. The damn Senate is so disgraceful here because I said, you know what are they really think they're doing? He said, well, they're just trying to get in and take credit for what they know you're already doing. And the process, they're trying to, they will screw up our negotiations if they get a, well, Scott, yeah. He did a very good job in the UN thing too, didn't he? That hot pants was terrific. Right. More secure. He may, and he, of course, as you know, Chuck reflects polls, honestly. They didn't play on the McChinney. They should, for God's sakes. It's the third week in a row, less than 10. Yeah. Incidentally, would you do something, you know that television that you went and get that shown so that Henry can see it. You've apparently shown it to some people. They were telling me. How long did it run? 5 minutes. 12 minutes. Fine. And you did put it on the White House line. Yeah. Fine. And it's quite a show, huh? Chill up, huh? Personal apologies. That's good. Well, it seems to me that the UN thing is just about to rerun. But just because, you know, it's a funny thing, Sam, we were remarking this morning. If those fellows hadn't overreacted, we would then have had the issue of Taiwan being thrown out. But by their overreaction, the issue has turned to them. Would you agree, or has it? Yeah, well, let's keep it on over there for a while. We don't need to talk anymore about it. It's just there. Yeah, well, that's what everybody says. Rick, they're just having a time. Right. Let me mention one other thing while I do that. In talking to Harper yesterday, he said all this business about them quitting there made a bunch of crap. And I said, why don't you go and tell some people? He said, I'm doing it. So I'd like you to talk to planning and get a group of, it should be without the press, but a group of 40 or 50 of the top people that are definitely the, with our rep over there, Bunny Lasker, and Al Gordon. Fine. Get a group of them like the kind that I came down here, about 70 of them, and Arthur as well. And he said, you really come up. He said, said, I don't know what, you know, he doesn't know for him. He didn't count the word bullet for him. Well, that's fine. That is, you know, they're nothing now. Have it at dinner, have it posted without any person. Must be without person. Must be off the record. And where they just come in and they get to see Dr. Bird, he'll talk to the economic policy and everything. He is, incidentally, much more optimistic on the economy. People, they're powerful, and the constant, so they're wrong. He's looking at retail sales. He said they were adjusted upwards. Which, of course, he said changed the quarter to, but be that as it may. That's why he's turning up. You see my point? So we've got it going, so you follow up on, will you? All right. Talk to Pete.
Anyway, I don't know whether he is he one of those that's preparing for leadership.
I deliberately entered the dinner last night, so I waited for it, but we had our own, we had to bring up somebody talking to me, and he brought that fellow up. So I had a tent in the apartment. I thought was that very distinguished looking gray hair fellow, but like the person was the church, you know, get out of there. He's slightly the very good of the little gray. Now, Bill said that he saw the foreign minister took him aside after the lunch or anything. Yeah, I think after the lunch. Without the presence of the interpreter. And spoke to him in English. So that he didn't speak to me in English at all. That's when the accent.
I didn't know he could speak English.
I guess Bill didn't know he may have. Bill said, I speak French. He said, I want to tell you. He said, I broke it. And I want to tell you that regardless of what else people said, that the meeting with Brezhnev did not go well. He said, and he repeat the meeting, and Bill said, I told him, Bill said, well, I tell the president, he told me this, but if you don't want you to tell him. And let me put it together though with something else. After the dinner, I
thought the account that Tito gave you yesterday was pretty bad, but I think it's better you ought to see Tito alone tomorrow. It might be better if I'm there, he's got to have somewhere. I'll be glad to be there.
Well, let's tell him I'm on alone.
But there's a look. I think that
I'm probably in front of you on the call. I want to ask you. But anyway, let me tell you on the 4 minutes with me. He came to me and he says, you know, I have only a few minutes ever, of course, with me. I want to say, this is what the interpreter present must trust this guy, huh? Maybe not. But he said, you should know that we are entering a period of very great danger for Yugoslavia. He said, Mr. President Tito retires, his age, and so forth, then there are forces in the country and outside the country that are very dangerous. He said, and then he went on to say that he said the most important thing that I heard, I must urge upon you, is this, that there must be, what we need is the policy of hands off Yugoslavia, whatever happens. And I said, let me tell you, let me see what I understand. I said, Mr. Portman, first, you can be sure as far as the United States is concerned, hands off. And also, you can be sure that we will use our influence to see that others keep their hands off the Islam. So that's all I want. You need to get across. But he says, I repeat it. He says, we have problems. But now, as I put those two conversations together, it's quite clear to me that he has a mortal fear of the Russians and believes that they're ready to pounce on the poor bastards.
Yes.
And also, it leads to me to believe that despite everything Tito said about Brezhnev's personality, which he elaborated at dinner, that Tito is sort of in his old age now. He wants to go out, you know, saying, doing the right thing, but that Brezhnev probably a hell of a lot tougher. Yeah. Oh, Russ, I want to tell you that I am not going to be able to do the Florida thing. So, because of... Yeah. Great. The weather's very good anyway, so I'm not going to go. Yeah. Right. All right.
That the Croatians and Slovenians will split off and that the Serbs and they will then get into a civil war with the Russians backing the Serbs.
And okay, they always have.
Yeah. I think that's their own game.
The Serbs are in Belgrade, Belgium. And of course the Croatians are in Belgrade. Where the hell is Slovenia?
Ljubljana. No
think this is very interesting to get this. The foreign minister was laying it right to us, and I'm sure Tito put him up to it.
Oh, okay. He wouldn't say it, speak with the president, visiting the president.
Not a chance. So he was really safe, and he was saying things, but he didn't comment in receipt, but what he told Rogers in English, the talk with Brezhnev did not go well. He just used that in a, but you know, even when I asked him about Brezhnev, I said, had he modified the document and so forth, it was quite fuzzy.
It was very banal. On the one hand, he said, you know, things are good, but the evidence he had for that was negligible.
I didn't object to his trip. But you couldn't quite tell what the situation was on that. I don't know.
I think the Japanese and that was
They don't expect you, Mr. President. Should wish to go.
Yeah.
You're about 10 minutes away from the end of your Disneyland parade.
Yeah.
You're an actor.
I don't think I'll go. She's there, isn't she?
Yes, sir. She's been
I think it's better. Time. She doesn't expect me, does she?
No, sir. Not any. No. Not
Nobody any. Expects me.
Not unless you spoke to us late about it.
No, so I didn't speak to her. She didn't speak. She didn't speak to anybody over here, did she?
Yes, sir.
All right, come on. And we'll let it go.
All right, sir.
Because I've got some other people that go here today.
General.
I do about that. Yeah, I'll let it go.
Schultz. City for a couple minutes. Yeah, follow up to the national governor, Ryan Carroll. Follow up to you about 10 minutes ago.
I'll let you know. My view about this, recovered from this shock of attitude. But I have really, I talked to him very briefly for a minute, and he called me after I got back.
Let's come back to this other point. These Russians are also tough.
Oh, yeah.
And
they are more brutal than the Chinese.
Brutal. And, well, I mean, I'm speaking now of their policy for Eastern Europe and the
rest. Oh, yes.
And my view is that we're going to be just as tough as they are. But the only thing that's making the Russian game go at all is China.
China.
And when the Coastal told me that Jackson took us on, also on the U.S. So what the hell is he talking about? That we were responsible for losing them. The only thing to make that case?
Never. Never.
Yeah.
But not many of them are making that case. That I don't do yet.
No, he said we pledged that we weren't going to do it in respect to Taiwan, and now we've got that.
That's another case.
They all have a...
They're all over the map.
They're schizophrenic.
I was at a meeting, but the public mood, I mean, you can't judge it, but I was at an angry place, Moynihan, on the board of the Woodrow Wilson.
Oh, yeah.
Thing, or, you know, you appoint a member, so somehow I got put on there. And Humphrey presided. And there were about 20 senior people there. None of them was ultimately important, but Humphrey said, I just, no matter what we say publicly, I want to say in front of all of you that was,
yeah.
The President's China Initiative is one of the great events in history. And everyone applauded. And I was just going to listen to their presentation. I was going there to talk, and I didn't go.